USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason why it should take any time. We have the wherewithal to get it done, and we're going to get every single thing you need. And I'm going to make sure the federal government does what's needed.
President Biden's comments in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, the president adding that it's our turn to support relief efforts after powerful tornadoes ripped through Kentucky. Biden adding there are no words that can be said for losing loved ones to these storms around the holidays. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is suggesting a more aggressive move against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cited improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Cleanup efforts continue in Kentucky after severe weather over the weekend brought tornadoes that devastated many communities. Kentucky First Lady Brittany Brashear tells Fox and Friends she remains confident in Kentuckians' resilience despite the devastation.
When the sun came up over western Kentucky and the damage was clear, there just aren't words to describe how horrible it is. But Kentucky is strong. And Kentucky, in times of crisis, we come together.
At least 88 people are confirmed. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is ready to move forward on the sale of F-35 fighter jets and drones to the UAE. Blinken making the announcement Wednesday in Malaysia after the UAE told Washington it was ready to end talks on the $23 billion deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A mask mandate is back in effect in the Golden State.
California will reinstate a statewide indoor mask mandate starting Wednesday for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. The state health department said it's to curb rising COVID-19 cases, in addition to mandatory masking. Those attending large gatherings of 1,000 or more people who are not vaccinated will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test within one day of the event. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is pleading guilty to the federal civil rights case against him. Chauvin was hit with 2 counts of depriving George Floyd of his rights under the color of law. Chauvin was found guilty in his criminal trial and sentenced to prison. As for the civil rights case, prosecutors seeking 25 years behind bars. NASA is announcing what they call a historic moment. Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau has the story.
3 years after the Parker Solar Probe launched, the spacecraft has become the first to touch the sun. The Parker Solar Probe has successfully flown through the sun's upper atmosphere to sample the sun's magnetic fields. The announcement was made at the 2021 American Geophysical Union Fall Meeting in New Orleans on Tuesday. The research has been published in the Physical Review Letters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.